Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhana, Chapter 25, Scene 1. Indra becomes angry. When Indra understood that the sacrifice offered by the cowherder men in Vrindavana was stopped by Krishna, Indra became angry, and he vented his anger upon the inhabitants of Vrindavana who were headed by Nanda Maharaj, although Indra knew perfectly well that Krishna was personally protecting them. As the director of different kinds of clouds, Indra called for the Sanvartaka. This cloud is invited when there is a need to devastate the whole cosmic manifestation. The Sanvartaka was ordered by Indra to go over Vrindavan and inundate the whole area with an extensive flood. Demonically, Indra thought himself to be the all-powerful Supreme Personality. When demons become very powerful, they defy the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead. Although not a demon, Indra was puffed up by his material position and wanted to challenge the Supreme Controller. Indra thought himself, at least for the time being, as powerful as Krishna, and thus he spoke. Just see the impudence of the inhabitants of Vrindavana. They are simply inhabitants of the forest, but being infatuated with their friend, Krishna, who is nothing but an ordinary human being, they have dared to defy the demigods. Krishna has declared in Bhagavad Gita that the worshippers of demigods are not very intelligent. Krishna has also declared that one has to give up all kinds of worship and simply concentrate on Krishna consciousness. Krishna's invoking the anger of Indra and later on chastising Indra is a clear indication to his devotee that those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness have no need to worship any demigod, even if it is found that the demigod has become angry. Krishna gives his devotees all protection, and they should completely depend on Krishna's mercy. Indra cursed the action of the inhabitants of Vrindavan and said, "By defying the authority of the demigods, the inhabitants of Vrindavana will suffer in material existence. Having neglected the sacrifice to the demigods, they cannot cross over the impediments of the ocean of material miseries. These cowherder men in Vrindavana have neglected my authority on the advice of this talkative boy who was known as Krishna. This Krishna is nothing but a child, and by believing this child, the cowherder men have enraged me." Thus, Indra ordered the Sanvartaka cloud to go and destroy the prosperity of Vrindavan. The men of Vrindavan have become too puffed up over their material opulence and their confidence in the presence of their tiny friend Krishna. Krishna is simply talkative, childish, and unaware of the complete cosmic manifestation. Although Krishna is thinking himself very much advanced in knowledge, because they have taken Krishna so seriously, they must be punished. And so I have ordered the Sanvartaka cloud to go there and inundate the entire area. They should be destroyed along with their cows. Here it is indicated that in the villages or outside the towns, the inhabitants must depend on the cows for their prosperity. When the cows are destroyed, the people are destitute of all kinds of opulences. When King Indra ordered the sun Vartaka and companion clouds to go to Vrindavan, the clouds were afraid of their assignment. But King Indra assured them, "You go ahead, and I will also go riding on my elephant, accompanied by great storms. And I shall apply all my strength to punish the inhabitants of Vrindavan."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Bhakti, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.